The more disciplined you become, the easier life gets. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, we learn how to maintain your discipline and focus so that you can achieve your goals. Enjoy.
What's my outcome? What do I want? What's most important to me? What's the result I'm committed to getting? That one change will change completely how you respond in your life, because it'll change you from focusing where everyone's demanding your attention or what you're afraid of or what might give you pleasure in the moment to what's most important to you. And those, by the way, are the three things that get our focus. If we don't discipline ourselves, what gets our focus? Something we're afraid of, something that gives us pain. What's the second thing that gets our focus? If we don't pay attention, something will give us pleasure. It's like, you know what? I'm so stressed out. Oh, that chocolate's looking good. Oh, that, you know, I'm going to go over to have my little coffee, you know, at my smoke a mocha doka cream, this thing and that thing, and I'm going to escape for a few moments. Because the focus is how to feel good. How to not feel bad, how to feel good. What's the third thing gets your focus? Other people's demands. Where do they come from today? Where do you get other people's demands? Only face to face? See, you used to have that one handle, right? Okay, well, I know they're coming down the elevator. I'll go over here. You know, I know they're going to lunch at this time. I'll come back at that time. How many ever played this game at one time in your life where it's like, I don't want to deal with this right now, so you just put yourself in a different location to avoid the stimulus of someone else's demand? How many used to do that? Say I. Does it work anymore? No. They're instant messaging you. They're emailing you, right? They're everywhere. Right? There's triggers in every way for this to occur. Pick up the phone and call you. Where's the phone now? In your pocket. And by the way, if you're not there, they left you a voicemail. You got another job answering your voicemail. Think about it. So today, it's pretty hard to avoid the demands. It's not necessarily there are more demands. It's just that we're accessible to more demands. And if you don't know what you want, and you don't know why it's a must for you to achieve it, and you don't have a plan, I can promise you something. You're going to fit in everybody else's plan. And you're going to wonder why you're stressed. And you're going to wonder why I'm not fulfilled. What is time? How do you know when it's a long time? Or how do you know when it's a short time? It's not because it's 10 minutes or 10 hours. How many been in 10 hours and time flew because you loved what you're doing, didn't have any sense of time whatsoever? How many have had that experience? Say aye. How many have had 10 minutes feel like 10 years, you want to kill somebody to get out of the situation? So what is time? Time is emotion. Got to remember that. Time is emotion. What you're really managing is emotion. Another word for that would be meaning or fulfillment. Focus is power, but you got to take it. Take it back. Take back that power. And you got to know when you do have that focus, how to chunk it, how to group it so you're not overwhelmed. Let me show you how to make it simpler. When mass information is coming at you, you get overwhelmed. Most of us are great deletion creatures. We delete most of life. Right now, there are millions of things around you you could be focusing on, thinking about, giving meanings to, making decisions about what to do. Millions. Right now, you could be focusing on the blood rushing through your left eardrum or the feeling of your skin against your body. But most of you delete that. You don't even think about clothing against your skin until I mention it, or your heartbeat. Most of the universe you've deleted because you go crazy if you try to think about it all. Because human beings have a limited amount they can focus on at one time. And most of your stress is because you're thinking about too many things at once. In fact, when people don't do things, it's not because they can't. It's not even because they don't want to. It's because of the way they are focusing on what I call chunking things. When people don't follow through, here's what they do. I'll give you an example. Who here believes exercise is very important, but you don't exercise regularly? Let me see a show of hands. Raise your hand. More hands than most of us want to raise our hand, right? Now, who here really focuses, or I should say exercises regularly? Raise your hand. Regularly. Okay, great. Who here does not exercise regularly, even though you believe it's important? Just be truthful. Okay, great. So let's see what the difference is here. A person here who does not exercise regularly, I want you to raise your hand, and I want you to tell me why you don't exercise regularly. Be truthful. Okay? Yes, sir. I don't have the time. Now, is that true? He even knows it's not true. He's going to answer you first. No. But it feels like he doesn't have the time because time is emotion. And he's got so many other things he is focused on getting results in that adding this to the list seems like a lot, right? And the other things are very important to him, like his business. I don't have the time. He has the time. What's the real reason he doesn't do it? Because of the way he thinks about exercise. When he focuses on what it would take to exercise, he does it very differently than someone who follows through. So when you think of what it, and here's also what he's thinking about. He's thinking about the process, not the outcome or result he wants. And when you think about what it's gonna take to do something, usually it takes a lot and you're not gonna wanna do it. He's trying to eat the whale whole without taking any smaller bites. And it seems too big for him, so he says, well, I'll do it when? Later. As my Australian friends would say, later. Right? And of course, the problem with doing it tomorrow is when you get to tomorrow, tomorrow is today, and tomorrow never comes. So, and you keep promising yourself. By the way, what does this do to you emotionally when you keep breaking your own promises with yourself? Or you keep failing to do things that you know are important? What it does is it erodes it. And when you erode confidence in one area, believe it or not, it affects the other areas too.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.